In Sechta Shavuos, Daf Chaf Aleph, six lines from the top of Daf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph, and on Daf Chaf from a Beis, the Gemara brought a memra of Rav Dimi, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechlon, and Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he explained directly from Rabbi Yechlon the following, and when the Pasuk and Pasha Kedoshim teaches us, Leitz Shavu B'Shmin L'Shaka, that's referring to someone that made a Shavuot L'Abba of Achal or Loyachal, and either he swore I will eat, or he swore I will not eat, and as Rashi explained on Daf Chaf from a Beis, V'Hachi Ka'amar, and this is the way to understand the pasuk as Leisa Shavu B'Shmi Kedei L'Shaka B'Shvoschem La'Achazman. Rav Dimi also explained that Shavuah Shav is referring to someone that was Nishba L'Shavar and he either swore Achalti or Lo Achalti, and he either swore that I did eat or that I didn't eat. The Azara for this Issa is based on the Pesukim in Pashas Yisroi and Pashas Veschanun that Saras Adibrais that states Leisisa Hashem Hashem L'Kech L'Shav. Finally, the pasuk in Pashas Matos that states Leachal Devaroi is a lab for Koinon, and it's a lab for someone that makes a neder and he states ki kazeh also like a carbon. We already mentioned that certainly if someone is over a shvuah lahaba and he makes a shvuah that I will not eat and he eats, then it's a lab sheish by maisa and therefore he will receive malchus. We already saw that based on the pasuk that states leisis Hashem Hashem al kach lashav lo yinaka Hashem is ashiyis Hashmoy lashav. We learned that someone is over on a shvuah l'shaava even though it's a lab sheim by maisa, but even so the pasuk teaches us that Hashem who the ain't a menaka, have a bezin shel mata malkanai sayu menakanai say. Keep in mind that l'divrei akol, if someone makes a shvua that I will eat and he doesn't eat, then he will not be chayim malkus. And either that's based on the fact that it's lav she'im b'maisa, or it's because it's considered asura suffik, as we will see later. Finally, our mishnah stated shvua shtayim she'in arba. As we explained, there are four cases where one that makes a shvua is going to be chayim to bring a carbon eilav yared, even though the pasuk states lahara lahitiv and it's mashma. But I only can be chayav to bring a carbon eilav yared on a shvuah l'abba. However, Rabbi Akiva learns that a person will be chayav to bring a carbon eilav yared even on a shvuah l'sha'avar, and even in a case where he makes a shvuah achalti or lo achalti. However, I in the Mishnah daf chafei and aleph, where the Mishnah will bring the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, who is chaylik on Rabbi Akiva, and he holds that the only time that the Torah is mechayav someone to bring a carbon eilav yared is only on a shvuah l'abba, and as the Torah states lahara elahitiv. However, if a person makes a shvuah l'sha'avar and he's over on that shvuah, he will not be chayav to bring a carbon eilav yared. Our Gemara now continues. Ki asu Ravin Amr Rabbi Yemi Amr Avo Amr Rabbi Yechon, that when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he didn't say over directly in the name of Rabbi Yechon, but he said over in the name of Rabbi Yemi, the name of Ravo, in the name of his Rabbi Rabbi Yechon. Chalti v'lo chalti sheker v'azurase milay sishal b'shmil hashaker. If someone makes a shvuah l'sha'avar, he either made a shvuah that I did eat or I didn't eat. That is considered shvuah sheker. The chi of Malkus is based on the Azorah in Pashas Kedoshim, where the pasuk states Leis Shav B'Shmil Hashaka. Ravin continues Oichel V'Loy Oichel Oiver B'Loy Yachel Devarai. However, if someone makes a shvuah l'haba and he either says I will eat or I won't eat, then it'll be Oiver on the Issa of L'Yachel Devarai. Ravin continues Ve'ezi Shvuah Shav Nishba L'Shan Sidu L'Adam. And what is the definition of a shvuah shav? That the pasuk in the Aseres Dibur states Leisitz Hashem Hashem Kech L'Shav. That is referring to someone that swears in order to change something that's Yidu L'Adam. And the Mishnah Chav Tesam and Aleph will give examples. As Rashi brings, if someone makes a shvuah that this person that clearly is a man is a woman, or as the Mishnah brings on something that's clearly an Amud Shel Eben that's really of Zav, then those are categorized as a shvuah shav. And as we just stated, according to Rabin, the case of a chalti and leir chalti is a shvuah sheker, and Azor is from leis shav b'shmila sheker. And Rashi explains v'hachi mashma. And according to Rabin, he understands the pasuk as follows: b'shash shvuah loytei sheker dehayv l'shavar, and referring to a shvuah l'sha'avar. And our Gemara continues, Amr Papa Hadar Avo La Beferi Shitmar Ela Mechlalit Mar. And as Rashi explains, Hadar Avo Had Amr Abiyemi Le'el Amr Avo Da Am Mishmid Rabbi Yechon Achati V'le Achati Sheker La Beferi Sh Amr Avo Bahay Lishna Ela Mechlalit Mar. Rabbi Yemi understood it based on another member of Amr Avo, the Shom Rabbi Yemi L'Avo B'chodim Ilso Da Ari Bar Rabbi Yechon B'shvuah Sheker V'ukmer Avo B'chati V'le Achati Mahu Klala Amr Rabbi Yemi M'shim Avo Amr Rabbi Yechon. At the case of shvuah sheker is in a case of achalti and lo achalti. Ayin Ritva, who explained that this doesn't refer to the member of Rav Yemi, and instead it refers to the member of Ravo. And as Ritva states, loshin zeh mishuna yoyse misham koymeis the vader Ravo beferish omer lekamon Rabbi Yechon hachi elu debein loyma the lab beferish omer Rabbi Yechon elu midvaro daik laRavo uchraminon hashta b'sugyan. When Ma'aser Ritva was bothered with the loshin haGemara, and that's the reason Rashi learned differently than Ritva. The Gemara will now bring a long memra, and ultimately 13 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Ravo will teach us that Shvuah Sheker refers to a case of Achati and Le'achati. Gemara now brings this memra as the Amrav Idi Ba'Avin, Amrav Amram, Amrav Yitzchak, Amrav Bichron. Bichron brought us some memra of Tanoim, as Rabbi Huda Im Meshuma Bisei Aglivi, as Rabbi Huda stated the following klal in the name of Rabbi Bisei Aglivi, Kol Leisa Shisha B'Teria, Lav Sheish B'Maisa Leikin Love, V'Sheim B'Maisa In Leikin Love, that all Lav in the Teria, if it's a Lav Sheish B'Maisa, then generally you'll receive Malkus, and if it's a Lav Sheim B'Maisa, then generally you'll not be Chayim Malkus, Chutz Minishba U'Meimo Mekalas Chavir B'Shem, aside from a person that made a Shvuah and he lied, and even though it's a Lav Sheim B'Maisa, he will still receive Malkus. And similarly, if someone is Avon to Issa Tmura, and even though it's Lav Sheim B'Maisa, he will receive Malkus. And similarly, if someone is Mekalas Chavir, using the Shem HaMiyuchad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he will be Chayim Malkus. As Rashi points out, V'ha Milsa Ikru Parakama de Tmura, V'ha Samen Furish Taima de Meimu Mekalal, V'ha Chon Nishba Luchudim Mefarish, and our Gemara will only explain the reason for Nishba. The main point is Mishim Gara de Mechlala Et Madra Avo. As the Gemara continues, Nishba Minolon, what is the Mekar that if someone makes a Shua and he lies, that even though it's a Lav Sheim B'Maisa, there will be Chayim Malkus, and Om Rabbi Yechon Mishim Rabshim Ba'Yechoi, Rabbi Yechon states in the name of Rabshim Ba'Yechoi, as on the cross, the Pasuk in Pashas Yisroi and Pashas Veschanan that Sarah Sadubah states, Leisis Hashem Hashem Lekachal Hashav, Ki Lo Yinaka Hashem, and we learn out, Bezen Shem Maigla in Menachana Yisai, however, Avo Bezen Shem Mata, Malkana Yisai, U Menachana Yisai, and as Rashi explained in Daf Chaf and Beis, that this is certainly talking about a case where someone gave him Asra, then Bezen will give this person Malkus, and will be able to receive a Kapara, and be able to be cleansed. The Gemara now takes a break from this Memra, and the Gemara explains this point, as Omri Rapapa Labaya, as Rapapa Estabaya, Dilma Hachi Kamarachmana, Lo Yunaka Klal, as maybe the Torah is telling us that this person will not receive any Kapara and will not be cleansed at all, as he's not going to be Chayim Malkus. Now, by response to Rapapa, Iksiv Ki Lo Yunaka Kedakamrit, that if the Pasuk would only state Ki Lo Yunaka, then certainly you're correct, but Hashem Iksiv Ki Lo Yunaka Hashem, so we learn out Hashem Hu Da'inu Menaka, our Ben Shalmata Malkano Yisai, Umenakano Yisai. The Gemara now continues with the Braisa, as Eshchon Shvuah Shav, that this Makar of Kalei Yinaka Hashem was stated in the Pasuk of Leisisa Eshem Hashem Alekecha L'Shav, which is specifically talking about Shvuah Shav. Therefore, certainly you will have Makar that someone that's Eivan a Shvuah Shav will be Chayim Malkus, but Shvuah Sheker Minolon. But how do we know that one that is Eivan a Shvuah Sheker will also be Chayim Malkus, even though it's a Lav Sheim V'Maisa? And Rabbi Yechon Lidei Amar, and Rabbi Yechon himself stated, Ashav L'Shav Shtei Pamim, Im Einan In L'Shvuah Shav, Tnei In L'Shvuah Sheker, that since the Pasuk in the Aseret Sedibur states, Leisisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha L'Shav, Kalei Naka Hashem, Isa Sheyisa Shmei L'Shav, and it mentions the word L'Shav twice, since we don't need the word L'Shav in order to teach us any din, B'negei Shvuah Shav, therefore we will dash in the Pasuk, as if the Pasuk is teaching us that not only is the din of Kalei Naka Hashem relevant to a Shvuah Shav, but it also applies B'negei Shvuah Sheker, and even though it may be a Lav Sheim B'Maisa, but it would still be Chayim Malkus. And this Braisa doesn't define what Shvuah Shav is referring to, and what Shvuah Sheker is referring to, and therefore the Gemara continues, Bahavi Bar Avo, and Avo had a Shaila, Hai Shvuah Sheker Hechidami, what is the case that we're referring to when discussing the Shvuah Sheker, as Ilem Shvuah Shle'echel V'Ochal, Lav Sheish B'Maisu, as if it's referring to a case, Reuven made a Shvuah L'Haba, and he said, I will not eat, and ultimately he ate, then certainly it's a Lav Sheish B'Maisa, and certainly he'll be Chayiv, and there's no need for a Drasha to teach us that it'll be Chayiv Malkus, Be'elo Da'omar Shvuah Shle'echel V'Lo'yachal, and if you're going to tell me to talk about a case, Reuven made a Shvuah L'Haba, that I will eat, and ultimately he did not eat, Hai Miloika, but you can't say that the Brice is teaching us that you'll be Chayiv Malkus in such a case, even though it's Lav Sheim B'Maisa, as L'Maisa we know, in the case of Shvuah Shle'echel, and he doesn't eat, he would not receive Malkus, but we learn Shvuah Shle'echel Kikazu Ayoyim V'Av Ayoyim V'Lo'yachla, that in the case Reuven made a Shvuah L'Haba, and he said, I will eat this kikah today, and the day ends, and he didn't eat this kikah, so Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, to Amri Tavayu Ein Leika, that both Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish agree that he would not receive Malkus, but the Chiluk asked the reason why he would not receive Malkus, and Rabbi Yechon Omar Ein Leika, Mishum Dahav Lav Sheim B'Maisa, V'chol Lav Sheim B'Maisa Ein Leika Lav, Rabbi Yechon holds he would not receive Malkus, because it's Lav Sheim B'Maisa, and Lav Sheim B'Maisa Ein Leika Lav, and Reish Lakish Omar, though although I agree that maybe Lav Sheim B'Maisa, and Lav Sheim B'Maisa Ein Leika Lav, but even if you would hold that Lav Sheim B'Maisa Leika Lav, there's still another reason why it would not be Chayim Malkus, Ein Leika Mishum Dahav Asra Safik, V'Asra Safik Lo Yishma Asra, as Rashi states, Safik Im Yav Al Asra Im Lav, Shiyoch Loim Adayin Yeshayis B'Yayim, Be Therefore, the Braisa cannot be teaching us that one would be Chayiv Malkus if they make a Shvur that they will eat, and ultimately they don't eat. And V'om Ravo, and Ravo explained to Hey Bachalti V'lo Yichalti, that I will explain that when Rabbi Yechram stated this memra, and he explained by a Shvur Sheka, you'll be Chayiv Malkus, even though it's a Lashem B'maisa, he wasn't referring to a Shvur L'haba, and instead he was referring to a Shvur L'shavar. Reuven either made a Shvur that I did eat, or he made a Shvur that I did not eat. And in both those cases, even though it's a Lashem B'maisa, based on the limud of L'shav L'shav Shtei Pamim, so we learn now that he'll be Chayiv Malkus, and we see that Rabbi Yechram categorizes the cases of Achalti and Lo Yechalti as a Shvur Sheker. This is what Rav Papa meant when he stated, Hadra Ravo, La Beferi Shitmar, El Mechlol Itmar. And the Gemara continues and asks, Umay Shna, the Lachir, why is it that Benegei Achalti and Lo Yechalti? So he stated that even though it's Lav Shem B'maisa, you will still be Chayiv Malkus. And meanwhile, in the case of Eichel and Lo Yechal, he stated that all agree that you would not be Chayiv Malkus. And Amr Rav and Rav explains, Beferi Shub Satir, Shvur Sheker, Doim L'Shav, and Mashav L'Shavar, Av Sheker, Nami L'Shavar. Rav explains that since the Pasuk states, Ki Lo Yinaka Hashem, Benegei Shvur Shav, then we have an extra word of L'Shav, as the Pasuk states the word L'Shav twice. If we have a question as to how to learn this drasha, and should we learn that a Shvur L'Shavar is going to be Chayiv Malkus, or we should learn that Shvur L'Haba is Chayiv Malkus, certainly we'll be Marba that Shvur L'Shavar will be Chayiv Malkus, as that is most similar to the case of Shvur Shav, as both are referring to things that already occurred and that were already known in the past. And Rashi explained this a bit deeper, as Rashi states, Beferi Shub Satira, Midafke B'Lashin Shav, as since the Torah taught this Libud based on the extra word Shav, and Shav generally means something that's impossible or something that we already knew is already false. And as Rashi continues, Mashav L'Sha'ava, Nishba L'Shanis Yadu L'Adam, Af Shaka Dil Sha'ava, Yisrabboi L'Malkus, V'Leg L'Sheka Dil Haba, Mahu Klala, Om Rabi Yim, Mishum Habo, Achalti V'Leg Achalti Sheker. Ayin Rashi, Masechtes Tmuru, states, L'Rib Satira El L'Sheka Dil Sha'ava, Kurein Achalti V'Leg Achalti, Mishah Shin Nishba, Yotza Shvu Mipiv L'Sheka, Dumi Dil Shvu Shav, L'Hochi Afka B'Lashin Shav, L'Mimra, Dil B'Sha'ava Kamari, Mashav L'Sha'ava Nishba L'Shanis Yadua, and Oves Shvu Mishiyotza Mipiv, Ayin Sham, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel Arsugya, where Rabbeinu Chananel states, V'akshinu le mechtei, hai lespe meisa, v'hai lespe meisa, v'maishna ba'ich v'li ochel patl rabichron, v'achalti v'li achalti m'chai v'li malkis, v'parak rovu b'fir shub satira, shvu sheker, dumi de shvu shav, de beluchas rishenu ksiv, le sanav re'achai shakar, v'luchas achrenu ksiv eid shav, l'ametcha de shav v'sheker echadu, ma'ashav l'sha'avuhu, av shekinamik l'sha'avuhu, ayin sham. The Gemara continues that we just saw the memra of Vov, that if someone makes a shvur l'sha'avar, then there'll be Chayiv Malkus, even though it's lav she'im b'maisa. And it's for Rabbi Yemi l'Ravo, and Rabbi Yemi asked the following question to Ravo from a Mishnah daf chav zayin rabeis, as the Mishnah states, shvur shle'ichl kikazu, shvur shle'ichlena, shvur shle'ichlena, v'achla, ein l'chayiv ala achas. As the Mishnah teaches us, if someone makes three separate shvuris, and each time he says that I'm making a shvur, I will not eat this kikar, and then he eats the kikar, then he will only be chayiv one chayiv of Malkus. And as Rashi states, the in shvur chal al shvur, and as we will see, that shvur cannot be chal al shvur, the kiv of the nishba shvur rishayna, hav al shvur shnir, l'kayim as a mitzvah, v'tram b'masis in the potar, and this part of the Mishnah is not really relevant to the question of Rabbi Yemiya. However, the Mishnah later continues, zui shvur spito shechayav al azdein amakas, v'al shigasa kar ben eil v'yared, that this is the case of a shvur spito, where if someone is eva on this issa b'mezid, and with asra, then it'll be chayiv Malkus, and if that oiva b'shoyeg, that'll be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. Rabbi Yemi is medayik zui lemutemai. That was the Mishnah mean when it states zui hi shvuas bitui. Rabbi Yemi states lav lemutei achalti v'lei achalti v'lei lucky. And l'chayr it seems that the Mishnah is teaching us that it's only in the case where a person makes a shvuah lehaba that'll be chayiv Malkus. However, if he made a shvuah l'shaavar and he either stated achalti or lo achalti, where it's lav shem b'maisa, that they would not be chayiv Malkus. Ayin Ridva, who's bothered that how can you ask a question on Rabbi Yechon, who is a tana from a Mishnah, and Zokt Ritva, Makshini Menol Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Dehavi Stam Mishnah, and we know that Rabbi Yechon always paskins like a Stam Mishnah. And the Gemara answers that when the Mishnah stated, Zuhi Shvuz Pito Shechayav and Azdeinu Makas, Val Shigasa Karben Eidl V'Yerid, Diyik should not be made L'Gabi Malkus, and Loi L'Mute Achati V'Loi Achati M'Karben, the Diyik that you should make is only been a gay as someone that is even the Issa B'Shegeg, where they'd be Chayav a Karben Eidl V'Yerid. And the Gemara continues, Zuhi Dal Shigasa Karben Eidl V'Yerid, that's only in the case where someone makes a shvu al haba, that if they're over on that issa b'shegeg, they'll be chayiv a carbon oil v'yared. Avlo chalti v'lo yichalti loy. But if they made a shvur l'sha'avar, then if they were even that shvur b'shegeg, they will not be chayav to bring a korban eilu v'yared. Rabbi Shmuel he, and it's going like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that the Mishnah brings that daf chafei amud aleph ama ina chayav ala l'asav lavoy that states that one is only chayav to bring a korban eilu v'yared based on the pasuk of l'hara l'hitiv only on a shvur l'haba, not on a shvur l'sha'avar. Abul milka loki. Even Rabbi Shmuel agrees. If someone's even a shvur v'chalti or lo yichalti b'mezid, then they will be chayav malchus. We continue on daf chafal from a base that the Gemara is ema seifa. That how can you say that the ratio is going according to Shita Rabbi Shmuel? Let us see the seifa, which refers to the Mishnah on daf chaf tesam and aleph. And the Mishnah is discussing the case of shvur shav, and the Mishnah defines a shvur shav as someone that swears l'shana seidua. And then the Mishnah states zui shvur shav shechiyav and al zdeinu makos v'ashigasa pata. Certainly we know the gabi a shvur shav that one that was iva a shvur shav, and for example states on the amid shal even shehu shal zav that if it was bemezid then it would be chayiv malchus, as the pasuk clearly states ki lo yenaka Hashem. And if they made a shvur shav and they were iva b'shegig, then they will not be chayiv to bring a korban oil v'yared. Once again, the Gemara is medayik zui lemutei mai. When the sefer used the lashon of zui shvur shav, what is that coming to exclude? And my lav lemutei achalti v'lo yachalti v'lo yelaki, and would seem that it's coming to the mayit that one would not be chayiv malchus if they made a shvur of either a chalti or lo yachalti. Once again, this would be a question on Rav who stated in the name of Rabbi Ichron, if someone made a shvur l'sha'avar and he was over b'mezid and with asra, then he would be chayiv malchus even though it's a lav she'im b'maisa. However, the Gemara answers loy zui dal shigasa pater mekarbin, that once again this is not referring to the chayiv malchus, it's referring to the din if one is over on this issa b'shegeg, then he would be pater from a carbon. The Mishnah teaches us that it's only on a shvul the shanis seidua that someone will be potter from a carbon oil of yared. Avol chalti v'lo yichalti al shigasa chayiv carbon. But if one makes a shvul the sha'avar and either makes a shvul chalti or lo yichalti and it was over b'shegeg, then he'd be chayiv a carbon oil of yared. Rabbi Kiva he and is going according to shita Rabbi Kiva the mechayiv l'sha'avar klaba, as Rabbi Kiva holds that although the Torah states lahara l'hitiv that the chayiv carbon is not only in a case of a shvul laba, and it's also when someone is over on a shvur l'sha'avar, and as our Mishnah stated, shvur shtayim shein arba. However, the Gemara now continues and asks that how can you answer the Mishnah daf chav tesam and aleph is going to feed the shita Rabbi Kiva ha'amrit reisha b'shmali? If you just stated that the reisha referring to the Mishnah daf chav zayin and beis is going according to shita Rabbi Shmal, one is only chayiv a korban oil v'yared on a shvur l'haba, not for a shvur l'sha'avar. And if so, reisha Rabbi Shmal v'sefer Rabbi Kiva, how can you explain that the first Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and meanwhile the second Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva? Based on this question, the Gemara explains Kula Rabbi Kiva that really both Mishnayos are going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva. Reisha lav lemutei chalti v'lo yachalti mekarbin, and in the Chenami the Reisha is not coming to exclude the case of a chalti or lo yachalti from a chi of carbon. And lemutei oichav lo yachal mimalkus alav carbon mechayiv. When the Mishnah and Daf Chav Zayin on the base stated zui shvuas bito shechayoven al zdeinu makus v'al shigasa carbon oil v'yared, is only coming to exclude one case. The Mishnah teaches us that although we just stated that if Reuven made a shvur that I will not eat and he eats, then since it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, he will be chayiv malchus. However, if Reuven makes a shvur l'haba and he says that I will eat and ultimately he doesn't eat, then he will not be chayiv malchus either, like Rabbi Yechon taught us because it's lav sheyesh b'maisa and lav sheyesh b'maisa in like and love, or like Reish Lakish taught us because it was asra safik and asra safik lo yishma asra. But in the chenami, in a case of a chalti or lo yachalti, even though it's lav sheyesh b'maisa, certainly one will be chayiv malchus based on the limud of l'shav l'shav shtei pamim. In addition, the Mishnah does not mean to say that in the case of a chalti and lo yachalti, one would not be chayiv a korban oil v'yared. Certainly, if it was even that shvur b'shegeg, then he would be chayiv to bring a korban oil v'yared. As even the Mishnah that chav zayin or beis is going like the shita of Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara continues in es u'mayshna. Rashi explains klima hechi mashman masisin d'lemute oichav lo yachal. That how do we know that the Mishnah that chav zayin or beis is only coming to the mayit the case of oichav lo yachal, and you're not going to be chayiv malchus because lav sheyesh b'maisa d'lema lemutei nami chalti v'lo yachalti? That maybe it's also coming to the mayit that one would not be chayiv malchus in the case of a chalti or lo yachalti, b'tikshu l'cha, and therefore it should be a question on Ravo in the name of Rabbi Yechon. And Ravo explains mistavra koy b'labo m'mayit labo koy b'labo m'mayit l'shavar. That certainly it makes sense, as since the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin and Beis is discussing a case where someone made a shvur shloy oichal kikazoo, and discussing a case of a shvur l'haba, and certainly when the Mishnah continues zui shvur's bitur shechayovan al then it must be that the Mishnah is telling us that although this Shvuah, which is a Shvuah Lahaba, is going to be Chayiv Malkus and Chayiv a Korban Eil V'Yerid, but there's another type of Shvuah Lahaba, although one will be Chayiv a Korban Eil V'Yerid if done B'Shoigig, but he will not be Chayiv Malkus. And this is in a case where one made a Shvuah that will eat and he didn't eat, but certainly it doesn't make sense to say that the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Beis, which is discussing a case of Shvuah Lahaba, is coming to Mayid a Shvuah L'Sha'avar, and as Rashi states, Mayid L'Sha'avar Bitmiya, and we learned our Gemara based on our Girsa and based on the Pashas of the way Rashi explains our Sugya. However, Ayin Tap Taisis Adav Chav Alfam Beis and Diba Maschal Marois, that Taisis seems to be Girsa a bit differently in our Gemara. He seems also to have a different version of Rashi, and therefore he has a question in Rashi and Ayin Shom, how he learns our Sugya. And before we continue, let us point out that certainly it's Pasha to the Gemara that if someone makes a Shvuah Shav, and for example, he makes a Shvuah L'Shanis Seyedua, and he makes a Shvuah on a Amid Shal Even Shehu Shal Zav, that certainly if he did so B'Shoigig, he would not be chayav to bring a Korban Eil V'Yared. Ayin Rashi in the first of the narrow lines, Umiyu B'Shvuah Shav Moidud Lesbu Korban, Afagad the Dorish Ribuyu Mutu V'Yisrabay Shvuah Bita L'Shavar, Ahari Mutu L'Shvuah Shav Shu Nika Davashi Efsha Ayin Sham. Also, for a moment, let us go back to Daf Chaf Alpha Min Aleph, where the Gemara brought a klal, if there's a lav she'im b'maisa, in like love, chut minishba u'meimah, m'kalas chaveir b'shem, and ayin teisit di maschol chut minishba u'meimah, teimah v'rabiechron islay ba'seich zapelim, gabi chasmin b'kol, v'niga b'kol, hakimis piv, havi maisa, and l'chiru, all these cases are talking about someone speaking, and why would we say it's considered lav she'im b'maisa, ayin teisit, ayin the next teisit, with the same di maschol chut minishba u'meimah, where teisit is, b'm teimah, b'lech shiv nami, idum zayim m'meitzi shemra, and close to the end of the teisit, teisit states, v'yishleima, kidin v'chsivu, malkas b'hedya, l'chashlim esninu, and inami, ein l'meidim na'kloleis, afilu b'mokim shenem b'nchot, teisit continues and points out that the Brisa brings this cloud down from Rabbi Huda, name Rabbi Yisya Glili, and we know Rabbi Huda holds that lav she'im b'maisa leikin love, and how could it be, Rabbi Huda states, the lav she'im b'maisa is ein leikin love, teisit explains, the hacham ishmeid Rabbi Yisya kamala, that ein echinami, over here, Rabbi Huda is only saying it in the name of his Rabbi Rabisi and Velele Svirle, and Rabbi Huda himself holds Lav Sheim B'Maisa Leikin Love, and really this is the Gemara's question and teretz in Mesechtas Makos on Daf Tazayim and Aleph. And our Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Yutessa and Abayz, where the Mishnah brought a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Echachamim, as the Mishnah stated, Shvua Shalai Eichel V'Ochel Kol Shu Chayiv Div Rabbi Yukiva, and Amu Leila Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbanu responded to Rabbi Kiva, Heichem Mitzina B'Echel Kol Shu Shu Chayiv, Chayiv, that where do we find in any other chiv in the Torah where there's an issachila that one would be chayiv for eating a kolshu? And certainly the only way that one would be chayiv is if they ate a kazayas. However, Amar Rav Akiva v'cheich metzino b'medabu mevi carbon shezem medabu mevi carbon. Our Gemara begins in is ibaylu. We had the following shayla: Rav Akiva b'chol Torah kula k'Rav Shimon svilei the mechayiv b'mashu. Is it pshat Rav Akiva really holds in kol Torah kula like Rav Shimon that by all these suri achila that one would be oiva even if they only ate a mashu? Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Shu L'makis Le'Amu Kazayis El Ninyan Karbin, that the shear for any Issa Achila is a Kol Shu, and the only time that we have the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai of a shear of a Kazayis is only in regard to a Chiyuv of Karbin. And for example, if someone ate Chaylev B'mezid, then if they ate a Kol Shu, they'd be Chayiv B'malkis. However, if one ate Chaylev B'shoigeg, the only way that it'd be Chayiv to bring a Karbin Chatas is only if they ate a Kazayis, Uvedinu D'Boye Flug Ba'amo. And really, Rabbi Kiva should argue on the Chachamim in all cases, and the reason why he's chaylik in a Geir Shvuah is like Dicha Keichet Rabbanon, is in order to show us the power and the strength of the Rabbanon Shita, da'afagav the Ikalame Mahoil Mefarish Chayiv, Stam Nami Chayiv, Kamashbul in the Patri, that even though bin a Geir Chiyuv Shvuah, there may be a Svara, that since everyone agrees that if someone's Mefarish at the time that they make a Shvuah, that I'm making sure that I shouldn't even eat a Kol Shu of this Kika, then certainly he's Chayiv, and as Rashi states, because he was Hichl Shvuasai, therefore maybe the Rabbanim would also agree that if someone makes a Shvuah and he just states that I'm making a Shvuah that I won't eat this Kikar, that maybe it would also be Chayiv Malkus even if he only ate a Kol Shu. Some explain that since the Chiyuvim of a Shvuah is based on Lashem Bnei Adam, maybe we would say that even if he made a Shvuah Stama, that he would still be Mechayiv himself even the Kol Shu, but Kamash Blan, that it's only where he's Mefarish, but if it's Stama, then the Chiyuv would only be based on Achila, and as Taisis states, Stama de Milsa, Daita is Stama Achila Shabbatariah, that the Stama de Milsa is that when a person says that I'm making a Shvuah that I shouldn't eat this kikar, then he means to say that I shouldn't eat based on what the Torah considers achila, and the Torah only considers achila when one eats a kazayis. The Gemara continues with its other tzad, oydilma, or do we say, ba'alma k'rabbanan tzvirilei, that really Rabbi Kiva generally holds like Rabbanon, that the only time that one of Yichayah ben Igeyan is achila is only when one eats a kazayis, v'hochahinu taima, and ben Igeyah shvua, the reason why Rabbi Kiva argues in Rabbanon is hoyom mefarish chayiv, stam nami chayiv, since all will agree that if one makes a shvua that I won't eat even a kol shvua of this kikar, then certainly they'd be chayiv. So therefore, maybe bestoma you would also be chayiv. And as Tosfos explains, the Rebbe Kiva responds in the Mishnah to the Rabbanon that hechiv mitzino b'medabel maybe carbon shezem medabel maybe carbon and hilka kivin chomer. And therefore, since we see that it's so chomer daiter a kol shvua, so maybe a person's das is always on a kol shvua. And as Rashi states, the stam nami kimefarshtami should daiter hoitzal kol shvua. And to review, the Gemara's question is very simple. Does Rabbi Kiva hold that the shir b'achila b'chol ha'tayr kula is a kol shvua, or is it that Rabbi Kiva only holds that b'negei shvua there is a special din, one is oivan a kol shvua, even though b'chol ha'tayr kula one is not oivan a isachila unless they ate a kazayis? The Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring the raya from our Mishnah, the Amar Lele Rabbi Kiva, and the Chacham asked Rabbi Kiva, heichem etzino b'ichol kol shvua chayiv sheze chayiv, that where do we find anywhere else in the Torah where someone would be chayiv for an issa achila b'kolshu, and therefore how could it be that if someone makes a shvua that he won't eat a kikar, that he would be chayiv even if he ate a kolshu and he didn't eat a kazayis? And the Gemara continues and brings its raya, v'em isa, and if you will say that Rabbi Kiva holds b'chol ha'tayr kula that one is oiva on the issa achila even b'kolshu, so lema luhu, so why don't Rabbi Kiva respond to Rabbanon, ana b'chol ha'tayr kula k'Rav Shimon tzvirilei, that inach anami, I hold b'chol ha'tayr kula like Rav Shimon, and therefore inach anami, one would be chayiv even if they ate a kol shvua, all these two are achila in the Torah. The Gemara answers that you can't bring a raya from Mishnah, as the drain to Rabbanon kamalu, as in a chinami, that Rabbi Kiva was only responding to Rabbanon based on their shita, and Rabbi Kiva responds, l'didiyah b'chol ha'tayr kula k'Rav Shimon tzvirilei, that certainly you don't have a question on me, as in a chinami b'chol ha'tayr kula, I hold like Rabbi Shimon, and one is always chayiv if they eat a kol shvua. However, Rabbi Kiva says, it's l'didchu, but even according to your shita, that generally you hold that the shir of achila is a kazayis, but you should still be minded to me in our case, as we explained. And Rabbanon responds to Rabbi Kiva that we don't hold that there's a special din, and even the only way that someone will be chayiv is only if they eat a kazayis. And Rashi, and this is how Rabbi Kiva responds to Rabbanon, maybe carbon, the kiva the carbon achil of tibur chayiv, sha'af zehichl of tibur. And therefore he'd be chayiv even b'kolshu. The Gemara will now continue and bring two other rayas. Based on these rayas, the Gemara will come out that certainly ba'alma Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbanon that the shir of achila is generally a kazayis, and it's only a special din b'negei shvua that one is going to be chayiv even b'kolshu. And as the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring a raya from Mishnah Maseches Nazir, as the Mishnah teaches us, Rabbi Kiva imen nazir shishar pita b'ayin v'yesh b'kadei l'tzar of kazayis chayiv, that if a nazir soaks his bread in wine and the combined shear of the bread and wine equals a kazayis or more, then if the nazir eats it, then he'd be chayiv. And the Gemara is v'isal kadaitach ba'alma k'Rav Shimon tzvirilei lomu l'tzarev. And if Rabbi Kiva generally holds like Rav Shimon that achila is even mekolshu, then why does he have to combine the bread and wine? As even if he would just drink a drop of wine, he'd be chayiv based on the din of Rav Shimon. Ayin Rashi explains that l'chir, if Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rav Shimon and the shear of achila is a kazayis, then why would a nazir be chayiv if he's being mitzarif the bread and the wine? And Rashi explains chayiv the hetem mitzarif the iser be suri nazir the afilin lov min mishras v'chol mishras v'mesechus psachim. The Gemara now continues with another raya of oitnan. We will also learn in the Mishnah that chof beizim beiz shvu shlo eichal v'achol nevelus u'treifis skotim v'rmasim chayiv, that if Ruvi makes a shvu that I will not eat and then he goes and eats nevelus and treifis and skotim v'rmasim, he will still be chayiv to bring a carbon shvu and a carbon oil of read for Rabbi Shimon Poita, and Rabbi Shimon says that he's pata, that Vidimba, the Gemara is bothered, am I chayiv, that if he ate nevelus or treifish, gotzim or musim, then why would he be chayiv, if mushba me'ar sinayu, and as we know, ain't shvua chola al mitzvah. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Shmuel v'rabichon da amritabayu, or some agarius, Rabbi Shmuel da amritabayu, bekoil dvarim mutarim and dvarim asurim, that certainly if Ruvin would have made a shvua, and he would have explicitly stated, that I'm making a shvua, that I'm also to eat nevelus treifish, gotzim or musim, then certainly the shvu would not be chal. Chaval. However, the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven stated stomach that making Shvur that will not eat any food, since his Shvur was Kilo both Dvarim HaMutarim as well as Dvarim HaAsurim. So as Rashi states, Migudu Chayla Shvur HaMutarim, so Chayla Nami at Dvarim HaAsurim is a Shvur. And Rashi explains, Rav Shimon argues, as Lesley Issa Chal Issa Afilu Alidei Kilo. This part of the memra is not relevant to our sugya. However, the Gemara continues and explains, Reish Lakish Amar, and Reish Lakish explains, Iat Moitzei El Ibn Farish Chatzis Shia Valib Drabanan, and we don't have to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's Kilo Dvarim HaMutarim and Dvarim HaAsurim, and even though Reuven made a shvua that it won't eat Nevelos of Trefish, Shkotzim or Masim, however, when Reuven made a shvua, he explicitly stated that making shvua that it won't eat any Nevelos of Trefish, Shkotzim or Masim, and even a Kalshu, and since one is only Mujba Mahasinai on a Nechila that is a share of Kezias, so therefore this shvua, which is even on a Kalshu, will be Chal, and if Reuven eats a Kalshu of Nevelos of Trefish, Shkotzim or Masim, then he would be Chay Malkus, and Ibistam, Valdibid Rabbi Kivid, Omar, Adam Oysatim of Kalshu, and if it's talking about a case where Reuven made a shvua and he made a shvua stomach and he didn't specify that it's even b'kolshu, then the Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva and holds the gabi a shvua that a person is chayim malchus even if he only eats a kolshu. As the Gemara continues and brings a raya, v'isal kedaik ba'alma k'rab Shimon tzvirlei, and if you're going to say to Rabbi Kiva always holds a k'rab Shimon that a person is oivan isachila even b'kolshu, and kolshu nami mujbava imim hasinayu, and even on a kolshu he was always mujbava imim hasinayu not to eat nevelus u'treifish shkatzim remasim. Therefore, the shvur should not be chal as ain shvur chol al mitzvah lulav shma mina ba'al makar abanon svirle shma mina. And therefore, it must be that generally the Rabbi Kiva holds a rabbanon that the share for isachila is a kezayis. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that if Reuven makes a shvur that I won't eat nevelus u'treifish shkatzim remasim, then although previously it was only also for Reuven to eat a kezayis of nevelus u'treifish shkatzim remasim, however, now that he made a shvur, then it would also be also for him to eat nevelus u'treifish shkatzim remasim and even a kalshu, and therefore the shvur could be chal, and it's not considered a shvur that's being chal on a mitzvah and shma mina. And therefore, from Reish Lakish, we now have a raya that Rabbi Kiva generally holds b'chol ha'teir kula like the Rabbanon, and when there's an isachila, that isachila only applies when someone eats a full kezayis. And keep in mind that according to Reish Lakish, we could explain that this means that a person is only over an issa when he eats a full kezayis, as Reish Lakish holds that chetzi shir in mutmen atera. However, this really could work out even according to Rabbi Yechon, as although Rabbi Yechon holds that chetzi shir asmen atera, but certainly what would not be chayim malchus on less than a kezayis. Therefore, we could still say that the shvur is not being chal on a mitzvah, as up until this point he would not be chayim malchus, and now that he made the shvur even on a kolshu, then if he ate a kolshu, he'll be chayim malchus. And I entice the Dibur Masel Kerab Shimon Svirle, we mentioned this concept. Before we finish, let us point out that previously the Gemara brought down a brisa where Rav Shimon Oimer kol shul lemakis v'lo amr kuzayis el linyan karbin, and ayin Rashi v'lo maskel el linyan karbin the shigas karis hilka chacha afidlo karbin, and Rashi points out, and therefore b'negei shvua chiv to bring a karbin el v'yared would even apply with someone ate a kol shul the karbin shvua al chilav shvua ba v'kivin da chilav b'kol shul hi harei osa atma b'shvuasa b'kol shul uch she'ocha kol shul hichlof eshvuasa, and ayin tesis v'lo maskel v'lo amr kuzayis el linyan karbin v'dapka b'shar isa b'inan kezayis l'karbin sha karbin tolu b'karis who's doina b'karis lehave ele b'kezayis avu b'shvuz bitoy de'in b'karis, that since there is no chi of karis b'negei shvuz bitoy, and even so the Torah tells us that if he's oivan shvuz bitoy b'shogeg he would bring a karbin oil v'yared el lav, and is only a lav that karbin tolu b'lav ki hecha d'leikin akoshu maybe karbin akoshu, which is a bit different than Rashi ayin sham, and we will stop over here.